There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
So what did I miss? What did I miss?
So shocking news this morning that we're heading to Italy for. That's where they'll be most shocked about this. The pineapple is taking over the avocado when it comes to popularity.
No, don't.
Yeah, it is.
So
why do you think that is? The return of the Hawaiian pizza?
Never. I love a Hawaiian pizza, though, don't you?
I do. It's my favourite flavour, yeah. It's not just that. Pineapple sales are up 14% this year because people are putting it in curries, cocktails, and most shockingly, sticking it on the barbecue as well. Sales of pineapple fingers are up by a third.
You ever had pineapple fingers?
Pineapple fingers? I usually get the round things. I wouldn't class that as a finger.
Okay. Mm. Heading to China next, where elderly residents of a remote village are being encouraged to take up yoga every day. Now, this is to help them fend off illness. Illness in these remote parts, Mark, of China can throw people into poverty. That can be the tipping point. If they get ill and they can't work in the fields and things, then they'll get poor, and that's the end, basically. So, officials have gone to visit this village where they've been encouraging people to do yoga. They found that one 73-year-old man can now perform a headstand. Also, a woman of the same age can do the splits. 73. I couldn't do the splits when I was 6.
73 and doing the splits.
Have you ever tried to do the splits?
I've tried it, but I've not got very far, I'll tell you. I'll need one of them walking sticks from across the way.
And state media has claimed that every single villager is capable of striking the full lotus pose. Do you know what that is?
The full lotus. Yeah, that's where they kind of put their legs out, isn't it? And sit down on with a straight back.
Yes. Yeah. So you sit in a cross-legged position, but the idea is to pull your foot, make it look up to the sky and put it on your thigh.
Right, yeah.
I was wondering if you'd like to give this a go.
Well, I've got my tight pants on.
Is that a no?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people around here. You know, if I'd got my shorts on, I'd have a go.
If we were in the studio.
And if I start taking my trousers off here, we're both going to be in trouble.
Agreed. Okay, we won't do that then. All right, so from China to a place that I hoped we would never see, we are heading back to Italy, to Florence, which is the home of Gucci headquarters. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah, Gucci. It's lovely, that, isn't it?
Now, what do you think of when you think of designer products from Gucci?
Right, I think handbags, I think shoes, maybe some jewellery.
And do you have any?
No.
Are you a fan of Gucci?
My son has got a pair of Gucci trainers, and it cost me an arm and a leg to get these trainers.
That sounds expensive. You've only got two arms and two legs.
I know.
Wowzers.
I must have been crazy. I don't know. But anyway, he's got some original Guccis.
Well, there's a new addition to the must-have, if you've got more money than sense list, as my dad would call it, at buying Gucci, which is very nice, very good quality. I'm not saying that it's not, but, you know, if you go after the brands, you do pay a lot more. A designer laundry bag.
Oh, come on. A designer laundry bag.
It's crafted in 100% rubber. It's unlined, shaped like an oversized bucket. So it looks a little bit like a tote bag, I guess.
Yeah.
You carry it around. Just got a hole for the handles. Now, the irony is incredible in this, because anyone buying a Gucci laundry bag, I don't think they've ever been to a laundrette or won't be going anytime soon, will they?
I'd be scared to take it out.
Is it for posh students, do you think?
It's for very posh people, isn't it? I think, you know, if I had one of these laundry bags, the actual bag would probably be worth more than the contents inside it, you know?
Exactly. It's not really a laundry bag, but that's what everyone's calling it. Now, guess how much it is.
Well, a laundry bag, it can't be more than, I mean, Gucci, I'll go for 700 dirhams.
3,514. It's the latest it bag. You are going to see this. You are going to see celebrities carrying it around. But its biggest achievement so far is splitting opinion on what you would use it for. Most people are saying it just looks like a laundry bag. It's not very pretty.
So you just take it out and put your glasses in there, maybe your earbuds and...
I work in a beach bag. It looks like it could be a good beach bag.
Your phone would go in there, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, 3,500 dirhams for a beach bag that's going to get sand on it and get salty. I don't think I'm going to go in for one of them,
nope.
If that's all right with you.
Well, we are going to be speaking more design very shortly. Mark and I just arrived about an hour ago down here at Index at the Trade Centre. I'm feeling like it's a little bit, design-wise, it's a little bit more frilly this year, aren't you?
But I have seen some hidden gems. You know, I was down here at 11 o'clock this morning, so I really had a good old mooch about. I found some walking canes. Now, I'm not saying I need a walking stick just yet, but I might do in the future.
Russell Brand had one, and he was only in his 20s.
Yeah? Well, they've got some absolutely brilliant walking canes. There's a stand and they've got all kinds of different handles on them that have all been obviously handmade. Some have got jewels in them, very sparkly. There's kind of heads of lions and, you know, elephants and just the most amazing collection of walking canes. I felt like grabbing one and hobbling over to the stand.
I'm really surprised always at how expensive they are, walking canes.
Yeah. Well, I was going to actually ask on my way out. I didn't ask on my way in. I thought, I'll ask on my way out and, you know, see if I could afford it. It might be the same bracket as the Gucci beach bag.
You can really start to get an insight of what's coming in, what's going to be in for this year when you come to an event like this. Black kitchens. So a couple of black kitchens on the way through, yeah. What do
so
you
the whole,
think about
the,
that?
Like the cooker's black and
everything, all
the work surfaces.
Black, sleek.
Yeah.
Whereas I saw some really frilly Italian curtains on the way in that looked like something your nan would have. That surprised me. And there was also some chandeliers that looked really modern, however, covered in little flowers.
Right.
So I fear the chintz may be back.
Chintz.
Remember that really famous IKEA advert where they said, chuck out your chintz today?
Okay.
I think the chintz could be making a comeback.
We're coming back.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.